The release of Martin Scorsese's film The Gangs of New York has rekindled interest in Five Points, the notorious 19th century neighborhood where the movie is set. In Scorsese's epic, a gang of anti-immigrant nativists led by Daniel Day-Lewis controls Five Points. But the gang's domination of the neighborhood is threatened by a rival gang of Irish Catholic immigrants called the Dead Rabbits and led by Leonardo DiCaprio. The two men settle their grievances with one another in a bloody street battle set amidst the chaos of the New York City draft riots of 1863. Some commentators have complained that Scorsese took far too many liberties with the historical record in making The Gangs of New York. An op-ed in the Wall Street Journal grumbled that the movie did not adequately acknowledge the rampant anti-black racism among Irish-American New Yorkers. Newspaper columnist Pete Hamill chronicled dozens of factual errors in his scathing analysis of the film. Much of this criticism is justified. One of the most vivid images in the movie's climactic scene is of gunboats shelling Manhattan in an effort to quell the draft riots. Yet no such naval bombardment ever took place. In fact, all the riot sequences in the movie are fanciful. Scorsese depicts small armies engaged in hand-to-hand combat with huge swords and broadaxes. Dozens of combatants are killed and maimed. In reality, rioting in pre-Civil War America was rarely deadly. Most rioters hurled bricks and stones from a distance and would never risk death or dismemberment by charging at enemies armed with deadly weapons. Furthermore, the main premise of the plot, that an overwhelmingly Irish immigrant neighborhood could be controlled by small nativist gangs, is patently absurd. Members of an anti-immigrant gang knew better than to show their faces in an overwhelmingly Irish immigrant neighborhood such as Five Points. But I would argue that critics' obsession with the historical accuracy of the film is misplaced. No one should try to learn history from big-budget Hollywood movies. Very few filmmakers are willing to compromise their artistic visions for the sake of historical accuracy, and unless they promise that their films are true to history, we should not expect them to be so. Scorsese made no such claims for Gangs of New York. Besides, while Scorsese might have taken liberties with the details in his story, the overall historical message of the film, that the Irish were severely discriminated against when they came to America and literally had to fight for their fair share of what America had to offer, is entirely accurate and far too often forgotten. That alone makes Gangs of New York a worthwhile historical drama.